to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
So, hey, Ambi, what's going on?
Hello.
I'm good. I've had a very interesting day. How about you?
I had a really great day. What was so interesting about your day?
So you've been on a roll lately with some great days.
Yeah. I really have been.
Love that. Got that momentum going. So I had this like realization come to me today, which started off with something that really triggered me, which I always think is so interesting how that happens, right? Like you get, you know, something like really bothers you and really triggers you and ends up leading to like a really big realization that kind of frees you in this new way, right? So part of our thing about this podcast is like we're being super vulnerable. So so something about me is like I live with my partner in Philadelphia. We have like a 2-bedroom apartment. It's really nice and I work from home. And the thing is, like, I've never been a person who's like worked for other people really or in large companies. It's just like been a weird thing of mine. It's just not like my personality trait. I'm really always been kind of independent or wanting to be independent. So right now I work like, you know, I have different little jobs that I do, but it's like, I don't make a full-time salary or anything. And my partner who I live with works, a job that makes, you know, a lot of money and he owns this place that we live in. So it's just kind of worked out this way where like there's not like a lot that I have to pay for, which is, you know, nice for me. Like this is so I can kind of pursue what I want to pursue. But at the same time, like I've really, you know, there's been kind of like struggle with that. Like there's been times where, you know, a lot of time where I've just felt really guilty or like I should be doing more or like I should have a full-time job. Like I almost feel guilty every day when like I'm home and I get this freedom where I get to like be outside and I get to, you know, make my own, you know, decide what I want to do and what I want to work on. And other people, around me are, you know, going into an office. And so I've kind of always struggled with that. And, weirdly, a couple weeks ago, I got this email out of the blue, from this company in Philadelphia. That's like a pretty cool company. It's pretty young and, it's on the up and up. And I got this email from them and they said, that they found me through some referral program and that they offered me this interview for this job at the company, where I would have like a team under me and it was a social media director job. And basically like 5 years ago, I would have jumped at this job. Like this job would have been perfect for me. But right now at the stage I am in my life, it's like, it's not aligned with like my purpose. It's not aligned with like where I am right now. And it's one of those jobs where I would have to like really dive into like being on my phone all the time and like all kinds of networks and social media and pop culture, which is something that I've really kind of like separated myself from and become a lot healthier because of that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but this job just kind of appeared. And when it appeared, I was kind of like, why did this just drop on my lap? I mean, I've been asking, you know, for like abundance and for, you know, I guess I've kind of been wondering like where that job is for me, that job that's going to like bring me the type of abundance that I'm looking for. And I guess when this job dropped on my lap out of the blue, I was just like, oh, is this happening for a reason? Like, should I don't know. I felt guilty. I felt like, even though I knew that it wasn't aligned with me in certain ways, I also felt kind of guilty. Like, should I be taking this? Like, is this wrong to just like say no to this? Like, and anyway, this morning, my partner, before he went to work, he came in and he asked me about it because he knew that it had dropped. Like, it had, I had mentioned it to him that I had that interview offer, and he asked about it. And I just kind of told him, like, yeah, I talked to them, but like, it's not aligned with me. He's like, but it could be. And I was like, but it's not. He's like, but you could get back into all that stuff. And I was like, but I don't want to. And he just kind of like shrugged it off and kind of like laughed and was like, okay. And then, you know, he just went to work. He didn't say anything about it. But to me, all of a sudden, all these feelings were coming up. All these like, all I felt so uncomfortable and so like threatened, and like all these old feelings were coming up. Like, I was remembering living in a house with my dad, who was a great dad, just like, you know, things that he used to say to me, like ways he used to make me feel kind of like you better like make us proud, basically. And like, you better like go find a job, and you better, you know, earn your keep here because it's my house, and just stuff like that, that like used to just make me feel like, oh my gosh, I gotta go like make them happier. I gotta go do whatever so that they'll get off my back and like think that I'm doing enough for them. And anyway, it just was like the worst feeling this morning. And I decided to go on this walk. And when I went on the walk, I was like thinking a lot about abundance and what abundance means. And like, you know, and anyway, while I was walking, all of a sudden it hit me. I have been thinking about abundance, right? As like this thing. Like, when I think about abundance, I think about like money, right? Like, and I think about it as something. Yeah, like things that come into your life that you want, right? Like money or tangible things, or, you know, cars or clothes or whatever, like abundance, right? But as I was walking, I had this realization all of a sudden that abundance is actually what we are. Like, the universe that we live in, it is abundance. It's constantly giving back to us what we choose to focus on, right? Whether that's good or bad. So the question isn't, am I abundant, or how can I be abundant? Because we already are abundant in nature. The question is, what are you abundant in? Are you abundant in, you know, like love and prosperity and positivity and the things that you want to see? Or are you abundant in fear and doubt and insecurity and, you know, negativity and the things that you don't want to see? And when I had that realization, it was weirdly powerful, because it made me realize that this whole time I've been thinking, how can I let my abundance flow to me? How can I let my abundance in? And it was this realization helped me actually understand that I already am abundant. And whether that, you know, whether even though it doesn't technically mean anything is different, it did to me, because it made me understand, oh, I am abundance. I have abundance now. Even if that means I'm abundant in the things I don't want to see, it like gave my power back to me and made me realize, like, I already am abundant. I always have been abundant from the day that I was born. Every single second of my life has been abundant. It's just been abundant in things sometimes that I didn't want to experience. But now I know that I am always abundant. And so I can focus on the things that I do want to experience. And I don't know, it was just kind of this realization of like, wow, like, we think that we're separate from abundance, but really we are abundance. And I don't know, it was just some sort of like power shift in my mind, and it freed a lot of things up for me. And then literally right after I had this realization, just to like punctuate the moment, this huge truck drives by me that says Phil Abundance, which is this Philadelphia nonprofit about like giving food like to the homeless. So it was just this huge sign that said like Phil Abundance. This is really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I had a similar realization. So every time I'm trying to do something lately, it's whether it's like something small and minute that I haven't done in a long time, or something big like telekinesis or popping clouds or whatever the case may be. I have this voice in my head that says, focus on what you want instead of what you don't want.
Right.
Right. And I feel like it's the same thing as abundance. It's the same type of thing, because everybody, if you think about it, everybody is abundant in some aspect of their life, right?
Yeah.
So if you focus on what you're abundant in instead of what you are lacking abundance in at the moment,
yes,
you know, you're going to get more abundance. And I feel like it's such a broad term, because I feel like we're such complex creatures and we have so many different aspects to our life. And then this is amazing, and this so pertains to you. So I'm doing this class with Colby Psychic Rebel, okay? And she gave me homework, and the homework today was working on clear audience. And really focusing on like listening to the outside world and then also listening internally to myself. And so I've been focusing on this all day, just really listening, paying attention. When my inner voice tells me to go left, I go left. Like, I don't even ask questions.
Yeah.
Doing it, right. So I'm doing all of these things, and I just took a walk around my office today because I just needed to get outside. And I hear someone playing a song, and the words that I hear to the song are literally, you get to have it all.
I love that.
And I was like, oh my God, it just blew my mind, because it was like, I'm so focused on listening to everything. Yeah. And that was what I heard, is you get to have it all. And it was amazing, because it was so perfect. And then I was thinking about like how great my day is, like how perfect my day was, and then how perfect yesterday was. And I'm thinking, what made this day so great? And it, nothing, absolutely nothing has made this day great. But like, everybody is like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know, but I'm literally skipping down the hallway at work. And like, people,
yeah,
like we have patients, and the doctor was like, this person's crazy. And I'm like, I know, it's great. And he's like, are you on drugs? And I'm like, I think I might be. Like, I just walk away. So it's just, it's like so much perspective, and so how you look at it.
Totally.
And I'm just so don't want to look at my life as like, I hate my job. I hate this aspect of myself because I don't feel like I'm abundant in money, or I don't feel like I'm abundant in the people that I work with or whatever. And it's all about how you look at it. And one of the coworkers and I were talking about this. Actually, I was talking about this with my kid's friend. And I said, you can choose to go through life thinking that you're never going to win the lottery, but I choose to go through life thinking that someday I will. Mm. And that sounds like way more fun to me than feeling like this is a game I'm never going to win.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I had a similar, when I was having that whole like abundance realization today, I had that similar realization of like, it suddenly became so clear to me, like, I am never going to, what is keeping me from allowing any of what I want in? It's me. It's me focused on what's not here yet. It's me focused on worrying about, you know, something or how I'm being perceived or how I'm coming off. And it's like, you know, worry is a useless emotion. And you know, I keep getting these flashes in my head of like, it's feeling good that allows every single thing to come to you. You know, there's nothing that we have to do. There's nothing that we have to figure out. See, we've been taught that you have to do things to get what you want. You have to figure out how to get what you want. And that's what makes people miserable, because figuring it out is like, you are using it is like paltry compared to how you could be manifesting things. Because when you try to figure out things and bang things into place with your physical energy, it's so tedious, and it doesn't go very far. It realize that how we actually create the big things in our life is by dreaming it into place basically, and then aligning with it by relaxing and actually enjoying ourselves. Like every person who's listening to this right now, I challenge you, think back to like the best time in your life, like the time that something amazing happened to you that you still talk about, that like that you couldn't believe how amazing it was, or how this thing happened to you. And think back to what was happening right before that. Think back to what you were doing right before that, how you were feeling right before that. I guarantee you, every time you were feeling really good about, for no reason probably, or maybe you had recently fallen in love or something, but whatever way, yeah, you were feeling really good, you were in a really good state. And it's like, you know, I sometimes we just fall back into the habits of feeling like we're supposed to feel bad about things, right? And that will almost help, and it will never help. It will never get us closer to abundance, or to attracting what we want to attract, or to, like you're saying, like the belief in the fact that you could win the lottery. Having that belief and having that is way more fun to put your energy into than, you know, sulking because like you feel like you never will, or because it's improbable. It's like,
right,
it's like, and what is probability anyway? You know, is that even a thing? Because
yeah,
it's like, if you have the desire and you align with it, is probability even a factor? Or is it just numbers that we've, you know, assigned to results that we've observed in this 3D physical world? Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what's the probability of you and I becoming
totally
friends? What was the probability in that? You know what I mean? What was the probability in me meeting my husband, or what was the probability in me moving out of state? Like, there are all these different things that, like, little moments that change our lives, and the probability of these happening are slim to none. And why can't we be abundant and, you know, having, I feel like for most people, the lottery represents freedom, right? It represents being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, and not having to answer to anybody, and still having enough money to where you feel secure and safe.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like that's why most people want that thrill of winning the lottery, like the Mega Million Dollars lottery. Mm-hmm. Right. But nowadays, and this is a realization that I've come to recently, is that it looks so different now than it did 20 years ago on abundance and how to manifest, like, job security, two, abundance, financial abundance, and feeling free. You know what I mean? Like, there are people on YouTube that play with dolls for a living, and they make millions of dollars. And that blows my mind. And I'm not sure they're happy, but they seem happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they can theoretically do their job anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
They do have competition, but they don't answer to anybody. They don't have a boss, a 9-to-5 boss, and they have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that I feel like the lottery represents. So when a lot of people say, I want to win the lottery, well, why do you want to win the lottery? Break that down. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the lottery. It can be something that represents the lottery. It can be something similar. It might just show up differently. Be open to it showing up in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the other thing. It's like, money is really just energy, right? Like, it's just another representation of energy. Just the way that, like, when I walk down the street, and I try to remind myself of this because it really helps me feel like empowered. It's like, you know, just the way that I like to, when I go on a walk, for example, my favorite thing to do now is just like smile at everyone and see, like, if I can exchange like a smile. I mean, that sounds weird, but just exchange a hello with anyone that I pass on my path, because it feels good. It feels good when, you know, I recognize someone and they recognize me and we just say hi and we smile and we have that exchange. Well, so that feels good, like in my heart. Well, what is that? That's just energy. That's just an energy exchange, right? Well, money is the same thing. Money is an energy exchange. When I go and I pay for something, I'm giving my energy to something. And I think I realized this when I was visiting you, because I remember telling you this. I was thinking, I was trying to think about whenever I spent money on something, I tried to envision it like I was spending love on something. Like I actually envisioned myself like pouring hearts into whatever it was, whether it was like, even if I was going to buy a cup of coffee, it's like, I envisioned myself like pouring like, you know, hearts into that coffee cafe, like into that business. And it felt good because that's essentially, you know, even though we have these horrible stigmas about money, and money has a lot, it's pretty loaded, like with the subject, you know, like when you think about money, there's just a lot of negative connotation, because mainly what everyone's thinking about when they think about money is that they don't have enough, right? And so I'm personally kind of trying to find all these little ways to change my perception about money, because what I've come to realize is I have those same stigmas, even though I'm so aware of them, and I'm so aware of like how we superimpose our own labels and meanings on top of money. It's like, I realize I really have that, you know, I've grown up with all of that as well. So I'm kind of trying to find my own ways to really help me understand that money is nothing more than another form of energy. It's just another representation. We could be using beans instead, you know, of money, but it would be the same, because we ascribe the same meaning to it. So it's like, how can I infuse money with good feelings for me? And for me, it's by visualizing it like with little like hearts, you know, instead of green bills. I don't know.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And for me, what came up just now is like appreciating, like sometimes I'll go into a business and I think like, wow, how phenomenal is this business owner? Like, how phenomenal is their business sense that they have a successful business, and how phenomenal is their marketing strategy? And like, I kind of get into this like hyper appreciative mode of their business aspect and their business mind, because that's really what I really like taking businesses from like a small business and kind of but quadrupling what they've earned, because to me, I feel like I've helped that business owner in some way, and I've done it with a few small businesses that I've worked for. And so for me, I go into a small business and I think like, wow, that's amazing. Like, look at how many people are in this business, in this store, look at how many customers they have. And I appreciate it like that. Like Starbucks, huge business. How great is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. Look at what they've done. They've taken like a small coffee shop and now it's worldwide.
Yep.
You know, well, so it's incredible.
Well, here's like another topic like that brings up for me. So like lately, whenever I bring up Starbucks, it's just funny that you brought up Starbucks, because everybody that I mention it to, like the last three people I've mentioned it to, go, oh, like we need to take down Starbucks, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, totally. I mean, I get it. Like it's like the representation of corporate America. Like, okay. And you know, like I'm all about like, you know, startups and like local coffee shops and whatever, like that's fine. But it's, I want to use this as an opportunity to bring up, you know, how I don't think that we're really aware yet as a society of how our negative energy about things actually affects our abundance, right? It's like, you know, those people that are like, oh, Starbucks is, you know, what's wrong with the world, you know, and like, we need to, you know, like, I don't want to support Starbucks. That's fine. Like, you don't have to support Starbucks, but by basically pushing against Starbucks and by seeing Starbucks as what's wrong with the world and by talking to other people about it, you are essentially blocking your own abundance, because you are putting out there, you know, you're essentially like wanting Starbucks to do badly. And by doing that, you are resonating with the vibration of doing badly, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You are resonating with that energy, and that's what you're drawing towards you. Like it or not, that's what you're bringing towards yourself, because it doesn't matter if something is, I think we talked about this before too, but it's like gravity. Gravity doesn't care if you're a good person, air quotes, or a bad person. What it cares about is if you jump, you will come down. That is all it cares about. And law of attraction works the same way. And that's when you put out what you get back, or you get back what you put out, rather. But I had this realization, which is really funny. I was 9 months pregnant. And when you're pregnant, like, everybody is super nice to you. Everybody. People will open doors for you. People will smile at you. You could be a total bitch, and people are like, that's okay.
The hormones. Like,
exactly. It's the best. Because
you can get away with murder.
You just get a free pass for, like, 6 months. So I remember one day I'm in my car, and I was on a hill, and I opened my car door, and the car door slammed back in my legs.
Oh my gosh.
And I literally said out loud, "Don't you know I'm pregnant?" And then I realized, like, no, you idiot. Like, gravity doesn't care if you're pregnant. And then it was like this whole epiphany of, oh my God, this is how it works. It doesn't care. It just doesn't care. You know? And so yes, you can fight against something and you can push against it, but that's what you're attracting. And now, like it or not, now you're talking about Starbucks to like 16 different people. So you're putting that in their minds as well. And they're going to go talk about it to people. And one of those people is bound to get Starbucks. So it's like you're being counterproductive here.
Exactly. Definitely. And like, I think we've also been taught in this society that, you know, else had, because I definitely have, like, I've had to tap on this for myself, and I still have to tap on this some more, but we've definitely been kind of like pitted against each other in like survival of the fittest, kind of like taught, we've been taught like, well, if that person has something, then, you know, they're taking it, and there's a limited amount, and, you know, there's only like a couple of spots, and you got to fight for it, and you got to take what's yours, type of thing. And so we have this perception still, you know, very deeply embedded, I think, that if someone else is doing well, then that means that I'm not doing well, and so I don't want them to do well. And it's like an automatic, and I still catch myself doing this sometimes. I still catch myself, like, I guess, like, maybe if I'm not having the best day and then somebody else is like having a bad day, I can still feel myself go, oh good, like, they're not having a good day, so like that makes me feel better, or something like that. And it's like, it's like, or someone that's normally doing really well, like, maybe suddenly I see them not doing well, and then that makes me feel good, and I kind of like mini celebrate that because I'm not feeling good. And it's like that, again, completely counterproductive, and it's just perpetuating more of what I don't want to experience. And it is hard. It is difficult to break away from that habit, because that's what makes us feel safe. That's what makes us feel protected. Like this separation mentality of like, you're the enemy, you know, like I like
competition.
Yes, competition. And like, I want what you have, so I can't be friends with you, and I got to root for like your demise, basically. And it's like, it's like, I think what's happening now and what the shift is about, like what we're going through right now, is like, we're really learning that every person and everything in this universe is really connected to us and is actually a part of us, and that none of us are separate, and that we're all the same thing. And so whatever we do to another, we really do to ourselves. And it's like a process of self-realization, of realizing who we really are and realizing how expansive we truly are. So, you know, it's still like, and I don't even know. Sometimes I wonder, you know, like, you and I, we met through Positive Head, which is another podcast that we've both been on, or that I co-host on One Day a Week, and you've been on an episode with me. And, you know, that group of people, that listener base, you know, is so into this stuff, right? Like is so on, like so up on this information, totally understands all of this, but like we're all reflections of each other, that, you know, what you put out is what you get back, law of attraction, all of that. But so we're so immersed in that world. Sometimes I wonder, like, but where is everybody else right now? Like, do they get it? Like, I think people get it kind of, but like, sometimes I wonder, like, or are people like still really not aware of that? Like really not aware that like, literally this is a reflection going on here, you know?
So I think I feel like, I have more of this in my day-to-day because I work with the public, and also because I have coworkers that are not into any of this, right? So my coworker and I were actually talking about this last night. She was telling me how one of the girls in our office has been stealing things from the office, right? And she's like, it's not, because we told our boss, and his response, he's very understanding, and his response was, well, she probably needed it. And like, let it go. And her response was, that's not fair. I'm going to start to steal stuff. Why does she get away with it? And I basically, at first I was like, you know, it's okay. And blah, blah, blah. And then I just kind of stood back and I was like, this is her journey that she has to learn. And I can sit here and talk to her until I'm blue in the face about how we're all one. And she, you know, if she did steal it, maybe she did really need it. And it is a cry for help, and try to empathize with her, but it's just not going to work. So I basically said, she was like, well, then I'm going to start stealing stuff. And I was like, okay. And she's like, what? And I'm like, if that's the type of person that you want to be, and you want to come from a lack-based mentality, then go ahead, then do it. And she was shocked by my response. And she's like, but that's not right. Like, exactly. It's not right. It's not the type of mentality you want to have. So why would you even consider that as it's not okay for her? So I'm going to do the same thing. Or it's not fair, so I'm going to take it. You know, I'm going to take, instead of trying to be the best person I can be. And in the same aspect, we have all been
totally.
I definitely have been there many, many times where I'm like, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it. And that's part of the human experience too, is it's okay. You just have to be easy with yourself. And instead of being so scared to lose something
like what?
Lose something. Well, I think in this case it was not having enough money, so lack of money, you know, losing your job, losing a friend,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, I definitely feel like it comes from a place of fear and a place of lack, and that's where this mentality of lack of abundance comes in, and taking and all of that. But in the same aspect, I can see a reflection of myself in both the girl that is complaining about not having enough. Yeah. And then I can see a reflection of myself in the girl that was actually stealing things. And it's interesting because I can actually pinpoint in this lifetime, wow, when I was 15, that's exactly what I did. And I feel like that's just one way to see a reflection of people. And I try to explain it to people like that. Like, we're all reflections of each other. And I feel like sometimes that's over their head. But in the same aspect, think about it when you were 15 years old. That's how you acted. And that's a reflection. Or when you're having, for me, I remember this moment. It was so interesting. I had this man screaming at me in my face about, I don't even remember what it was about. And it was like, I went outside of my body and I just sat there and I watched and I thought, who do I treat like this? Why is this being shown to me right now? And it came to me in that moment that that's how I was treating my mother. That's how I was showing up in her story. And then I went home and I apologized to her and I told her the situation and I said, do I treat you like that? And she said, yes, sometimes I do feel like you treat me like that. So it was a realization in that moment. And it was being so grateful that I was shown this reflection of myself of, wow, thank you. And it doesn't matter if they get it, like other people, like it doesn't matter if you get it. It doesn't matter if, you know, Tom gets it or anybody gets it. What matters is that you yourself are understanding what is happening.
Totally. And, you know, I mean, on that point, it's like, you know, the most important thing is that we get the message for ourselves so that we, you know, can stay in our power and we can move on to the next level. And when we do that, it's so true. Like, I mean, Abraham says it all the time and people say it all the time, but it is so true. It's like when you get focused on yourself and your abundance and your like alignment and your joy and your happiness, and you really focus on what feels good to you, that is when you're the most powerful and the most powerful teacher as well. You're not a powerful teacher when, like you said, you know, you with your coworker, when you could feel like that could, you know, that was just not... you explaining to her was not really going to do anything because like that was her thing to learn. Right. It's like so often we try to come down to where everyone else is and tell them why they're wrong and whatever. And it's like, we don't even realize that while we're doing that, we are completely giving up our own alignment and our own power. And we have nothing to teach at that point because we're not practicing what we're preaching. We're actually coming down to their level, to their vibe, to get all tangled up in their business. And really the most powerful teaching is, you know, gosh, I'm losing words today, is modeling, you know, is like being an example.
Yeah.
It's just being an example and thriving because people want to, that's what inspires us. Like when we see other people thriving, like that's why people are obsessed with celebrities. Like we are fascinated with people who are living this, you know, this life where they have certain things that we want. And it's like, there's a whole lot else that comes with that, but the best teaching is leading by example. And what you were just talking about just reminded me of another, something else that came to me on my walk today when I was thinking about this abundance thing before I kind of had that realization. Something else I realized was like, I don't know, I kind of wondered about this. Before I started seriously dating my partner, or right in the beginning, I had this like windfall, right? Like this thing that happened where all this money like dropped in my life, like more money than had ever been in my life before. And it was this one moment where like it came in. And I do remember that right before that, I was feeling really good. Like all these things were coming into place and I was just feeling really happy. And then like shortly after that, it all kind of disappeared. We used it. It was in my business and we used it. Like we had to spend it on things. But then after that, I was thinking about that and I was thinking like it came, but then it went. Like my abundance, or you know, this windfall of like prosperity, right? It came, but then all of a sudden it went away. And what I know about what I know about things is that when that happens, it's like you're not sustaining your vibration long enough, right? Like you're not sustaining the vibration that made the thing come, right? So maybe like I wasn't emotionally ready for that, right? Like I got into a really good state, but when it came, I really actually wasn't ready to have that amount of money. I really wasn't actually ready to like continue that because I still had so much to learn and so many insecurities about myself, et cetera, et cetera. And then I thought to myself, but like, where's it been since? Because I've been like on a really, you know, I've grown so much since then. And then I had this realization. I was like, oh, how am I saying that I have no, you know, that I don't have prosperity? I basically have every single thing taken care of for me right now. I have prosperity. I perceive it in the form of another person right now. Like my partner is here and he has, you know, all this prosperity. And I realized I've been judging that. I've been judging that as not enough, like not good, not right, right? Like that is not right for me to consider that my abundance or prosperity. Because I want it for myself. Like I want my own. Right. And so I kind of started to wonder this morning. I'm like, is that why I can't progress to the next level? Because I've been judging where, you know, the universe is always coming to support you in every single way it can at the path of least resistance. Right. And I realized, well, maybe that was the path of least resistance for me at the time. And it has been, but I haven't been able to progress from that because I've been judging it. I've been saying, you know, rejecting it essentially, like it's like the, it's all around me. It's here, but I've been saying that it's not right or it's not enough or that I need my own. And I've been wondering, is that a lesson that I've needed to learn to accept it, to receive it, to allow it to come in this way? And then I can progress to the next level of my own abundance, you know?
I like that because to be honest with you, it feels like I would love to have that. I would love, and that's what I talk about, like when I feel like to have that financial security, to be able to not have to worry about like where your paycheck's going to come because you know you're supported. Like that's truly amazing. And that is truly something that I feel like a lot of people seek. I mean, there are people out there that have two income families that don't have that security.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to make you feel bad at all, but I'm just saying how lucky you are and how amazing that is that you've created that for yourself, because that's what you've done is create that.
Yourself. And I think, and that is what I realized. That's what I realized is that I haven't been giving myself credit for attracting that into my life. And I think it's because I felt guilty, like, oh, why should I give myself credit? This isn't like a proud situation. And it's like, that's what the universe is trying to teach. That's what we're supposed to learn, is that every situation is a proud situation, no matter where you are, because you created it. You're the creator. Even if it's another person, you co-created that person and that experience. And that's something, this is all our creation, and we need to be proud of it. We need to embrace it and love it for what it is, no matter what it is, even if it's the worst situation, because the worst situation is going to help you get to the best situation, you know? And it's like, And it's like, I've been in kind of the best situation and almost judging it as the worst situation because of my own issues about it, you know, of my own desires of like wanting to be independent in my own ways and stuff. And it's like, that is the moral of the story is, no matter where you are, you're going to keep staying there and keep reliving that day and relearning that lesson until you actually look around and love your situation and love your surroundings because you created it.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking about. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Definitely like that, because it's also all about perspective. And then it's also about when you're in that mindset of not enoughness or why don't I have this or lack, you're not being able to see the signs or the little voice in your head that says go left instead of go right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You question that little voice that says, well, why should I go left? Nothing good comes from that area. And you don't understand that, no, like you could have so much more. You just need to look at it in a different light. And that is so much easier said than done. So much easier said than done. Because I know I've been in a situation where I've had that lack. I've been in a situation where when I first married my husband, I had so many feelings of fear, feelings of like, this isn't going to work out, because I was married before and it didn't work out. And I was like, oh gosh, then what have I done? You know? And like, plus he's different than anybody I've ever been with. I've never, his personality is different. He plays Dungeons and Dragons, and like he's just completely different than anybody I've ever been with. So I was on an airplane, and the woman next to me was a prostitute, and we were talking, and she said, she was like, "Oh, you know, are you married?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And I showed her a picture of my husband, and I was like, "He's kind of a dork." And, like, I kind of put my head down a little bit, and she looks at me. And she's like, girl, I've been praying for that my whole life.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kind of put everything in perspective of like, what you think is this situation where you should be embarrassed about is what someone else has been praying
totally, for. Definitely. And it's like, oh, totally. Oh man, I don't even want to add anything to that because it's so, it's such a great place to end it. So I think we should wrap it up here. And if you're listening to this and you have any insight on abundance or any stories about your own abundance or prosperity, let us know. I just realized we don't have an email yet.
We will have an email by the time this comes out.
We will edit in the email. So I'm just going to put this place marker here. Hey bloomers, clearly I was a little bit slap happy in that clip, but we do have an email now. It's innerbloompodcast@gmail.com, and if you do have any stories about abundance or prosperity that you'd like to share, shoot us an email. We would love to hear them, and maybe we'll even share some on the show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you, and you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.